Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer. Mark chapter 6, verses 16 and 17. It reads, "Those who had seen what had happened to the demonic and to the swine reported it. Then they began to beg Jesus to leave their neighborhood." The process of purifying our lives of a sinful habit is difficult. In many cases, it is painful and very scary. It is exactly this state of fear that the witnesses are in when they beg Jesus to leave their neighborhood. If you have experience with any abusive relationship or addiction to anything, you too have experienced that fear of the unknown, which is sometimes greater than the consequences of the current situation. For many, this fear keeps us captive to situations that are unhealthy and eventually lead to the death of a person, a relationship, or our own self-esteem. I invite you to reflect with me today on the areas of our lives that we may feel fear of the unknown. What sinful habit is God asking us to throw away in order to gain greater health? Instead of chasing God away from these pieces of us, invite Him into them. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 218 of the Book of Common Prayer, the collect assigned for the second Sunday in Lent. I invite you to read it aloud with me. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ, your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back on Monday for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. O merciful God, let me walk in beauty and let my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, and my ears grow sharp to hear your voice. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.